This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Monday the deadly Crocus City Hall attack was carried out by Islamist militants, but said the shooting fit a wider campaign of intimidation by Ukraine, which has denied any involvement. Reuters correspondent Emma Jaylay reports.
Using rhetoric Putin has employed since the beginning of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, Putin said Russia must find out who benefited from the attack and who ordered it. More than 130 people were killed when four men burst into the Crocus City Hall on Friday night, spraying bullets at concert goers. Islamic State has said it was responsible for the attack. France has joined the United States in saying the Islamic State was responsible, with French President Emmanuel Macron saying it would be, quote, cynical and counterproductive for Russia to try and turn it against Ukraine. He also said the same group tried to commit several actions on French soil.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaylay. Senegal opposition presidential candidate Bassirou Diomaye Faye, a political newcomer popular among young people, promised on Monday to govern with humility and transparency. Faye, set to be declared the next president after his main rival called on him to concede defeat, thanked President Macky Sall and other candidates for respecting Senegal's democratic tradition by recognizing his victory well before official results. Israel will stop working with the UN Relief Works Agency, UNRWA, in the Gaza Strip, a government spokesperson said on Monday.
UNRWA are part of the problem, and we will now stop working with them. We are actively phasing out the use of UNRWA because they perpetuate the conflict rather than try and alleviate the conflict.
UNRWA provides aid and services to Palestinian refugees in Gaza and across the region, has been in crisis since